top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Number five.
Oh, man. All right. So President Trump at a press conference today with the Italian Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
I love this man so much. He is so beautiful.
This guy is really, he's a gigantic populist from Italy, too. Mm-hmm. So they're like the same guy, except this guy's more charming.
Giuseppe Conte.
Yes.
Very nice.
That's careful there.
Yeah.
Now, he threatened a government shutdown, the president did, not Giuseppe, because Giuseppe's like, this man is so beautiful. He wears a beautiful suit. Look at the fabric and the suit. I love him so much. I want to be like him. By the way, we need a little financial aid. This might be good for the country. Well, I'm very big in the EU. Is the only guy like in the? Is he, I'm the only guy that he get along with in the EU. Actually, that's what Trump said. He goes, I like this guy very much. He's the best. He's the only guy I get along with. Right? Because he's like, because the guy's preening all over him, right?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we both agreed that the Angela Merkel looked like a man.
Oh, gee.
Anyway, the point here is this. That the president said he is all for a government shutdown if he doesn't get his wall.
We have to end these horrible catch and release principles where you catch somebody, you take their name and you release them. You don't even know who they are. And then they're supposed to come back to a court case where they want us to hire thousands of judges. The whole thing is ridiculous. And we have to change our laws. And we do that through Congress. So I would certainly be willing to close it down. To get it done.
Yeah. You can feel the manufactured crisis already coming, can't you? It's
like
the 37 days before upcoming election, midterm election, they're going to have a shutdown. And everyone will use it to their political advantage.
Right. Yeah, there's also a...
kind of a deflection thing going on there.
And I think that this is not going to be the headline by the end of the week. And there will be other headlines by the end of the week. He also said this about NATO.
It was a great meeting. In every respect, I would say it was very good. And NATO in particular, I went to NATO and NATO was essentially going out of business because people weren't paying and it was going down, down, down. You just have to look at the line. I came along last year and in a fairly nice tone, I said, you got to pay. And they paid $44 billion more. And this year I said it in a little bit stronger tone. And they're paying hundreds of billions of dollars more over the years. And NATO will be strong again.
NATO was going out of business.
Yep.
30% off. Mm-hmm. Everything must go. Montenegro must go. What?
I don't know where that comes from.
What? Mm-hmm. I mean, how do people, I mean, seriously, when people wearing the red hats, when they hear him say that, do they think that's real? NATO is not a business. It's a treaty. It's a business. It's not a business. The thing he's arguing about with the money isn't about those countries paying NATO anything. That thing about the money is about those countries paying for their own defense, which is part of the treaty, which they're doing now. And yeah, he gets credit for that. He gets credit for an increase and a faster pace. They weren't paying 2% of their GDP, which they were not supposed to be at that threshold until 2022. And people weren't tracking to do that. And that's what he was arguing about, which the end of the day was they weren't buying stuff from the United States to do that. Because we're the major arms manufacturer for those countries in terms of big projects, whether it's cyber warfare or it's airplanes or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't. They wanted this. The defense complex in America has been wanting them to pay more. This is the whole thing about the 2% GDP threshold at NATO was really, 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 really pushed by our friends down the street at Boeing and other major defense manufacturers at Grumman. It's, you know, they want that. I get it. It's fine. I'm all for it. I love I'm a big fan of defense contracting. It's all good. But that's really what this is about. It's not they're not going out of business. They were never going out of business. There's no such thing as NATO going out of business. It's a treaty.
It's
not, that is not what he is talking about. So when he says stuff like that, you can't, if you know what you're talking about, when he says stuff like that, you go, oh God, why did he say that? And please forgive me. It's not unpatriotic to go, oh my God, why did he say that? Because it's true. It's wrong. Okay, what about Vladimir Putin?
Well, I had a great meeting, in my opinion. Of course, the fake news didn't cover it that way, but I had a great meeting with President Putin of Russia. I think it was a great meeting in terms of the future, in terms of safety and economic development and protecting Israel and protecting everybody. I thought it was a great meeting.
How would we know that, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
The fake news didn't cover it like that because no one knows what happened in it.
Mm-mm.
And I would say the legitimate news organizations didn't cover it like that because nobody knew what happened in it. Even his friends at Fox News Channel thought, well, we should have known what happened in that.
For sure.
So, I mean, there's that. Okay. I can only get so upset. Checking in at
number four.
This is not going to help me.
No, number four will not help the not get upset plan.
Rudy Giuliani took to television today to fight against the ongoing special counsel probe into Russia's attempted interference in the 2016 election, which brings us to this thrill ride of a performance by the former mayor of New York.
Paul Manafort's trial is starting tomorrow.
Right. And he has no information incriminating of the president. I know that for a fact. They can squeeze him. Paul Manafort does not know anything. Nor could it be possible they did. He was with him for 4 months. I was there when Paul Manafort was there. Paul Manafort was a brilliant gatherer of delegates.
Gatherer of delegates. He was the chairman of the
He was, but he really wasn't. Jared and the sons and Bossy and these other people were really running it.
He was the chairman. He was the chairman of the campaign. But
yes.
He wasn't really doing anything.
That's
not what he was doing. He was just there for the delegates. And we barely knew him. And whatever this is has nothing to do with the president. I don't know. Whatever they find on him. And it's probably not right anyway. Now, wait. Now, that's one thing. I think we all kind of, you know, that slumped shoulder, shifty eyes of Paul Manafort, always from the minute we met him on the stage, we realized that there was something weird about that dude. Right? He was in my top five list of guys who are going to go to jail.
From the beginning.
Yeah, Mike Flynn was the other guy, too. So it's funny. I got two of the top five. Right there. Right from convention on. But, that wasn't the best part of today.
No, it was not.
No.
You're saying that Paul Manafort did not have any power in the campaign?
I'm just saying that. I said he had a very discreet, important area. What I'm saying is he was never involved in intimate business relationships with Donald Trump. I mean, that's just 4 months. They're not going to be colluding about Russians, which I'm not even know if that's a crime, colluding about Russians.
Okay.
You start analyzing the crime. The hacking is the crime.
That certainly is the original crime.
Well, the president didn't hack.
Of course not. That's the original
crime. He didn't pay them for hacking.
And as you know, it has led other places. The meeting with the Russians.
If you got the hacked information from the Russians here at CNN and you played it, would you be in jeopardy of going to jail? Of course not.
Okay. So what Rudy Giuliani is saying is that if, in fact, the Trump organization got the information, the Russians hacked the, which they did, hacked the DNC and released it, and the Rush, and even the Trumps knew about it before that it was going to happen.
Right.
Even if they were given a heads up or were... It even said to the Russians, well, can you hold it until this day? Or this would be a good day to release it, the day that the P tape came out, the P word tape came out.
Yeah.
The Billy Bush tape.
Oh,
the day
right.
The Billy Bush tape.
Oh,
came
I
out.
See what you're saying.
Which, because
okay,
that, because
the
remember,
tape,
they released it that day, right?
Yes.
Right afterwards. So you had Anna Navarro screaming the P word all over television. And then the next morning, all of a sudden, there were these emails that popped up of Hillary.
Right.
You know, of the people talking about how that they can't stand Hillary in her own campaign, that thing, right? So even if they did that, even if they said to the, oh, you got these, all right, well, then release them, that's not illegal. It's not a crime. That's Rudy Giuliani's take on this. So I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the answer to that question, and I'm assuming a jury would have to figure that out at some point because lawyers could argue.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something else that I think is important here.
What's up?
And that is that, do we as a country want a guy who is willing to work with our greatest rival? Some would say enemy, others would say, you know, competitor. But, you know, a great geopolitical rival that did actually commit a crime and stealing and hacking and stealing the emails and doing all of that. Do we want the commander-in-chief of the United States, duly elected, to have been a part of that with the Russians? Is that what we want? And is that okay? If he just stands for what you want politically, is that okay? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. Mm-hmm. I would say no, but a lot of people wearing red hats would say yes. Now, the other question is, why is this all coming to a head right now this week? Why is Rudy Giuliani out there? Why did he run out there? Why is Trump on Twitter yesterday and today going after Robert Mueller?
Something's bubbling personally to the surface.
Yes. And I think you're going to see something major coming out of the Mueller investigation this week. That's what I'm saying.
Quite possible.
The lawyers now are saying that Don Jr.'s lawyers just came out within the last 2 hours to say that they are very comfortable with Don Jr.'s testimony to the special counsel's office. Why do they have to say it? Who asked the question?
That's right. It seems fairly out of the blue, unless there's something else connected to that.
Did you see the picture last week of Don Jr. and Mueller sitting at the airport together?
Mm-hmm. Well, they weren't sitting at the airport. Don Jr. was in line to get on the plane, and Mueller was sitting there.
But they were in the same frame. Yeah,
yeah. They didn't seem to notice each other.
No,
but it is interesting. But the point is this: that something's going to happen. That's all I'm telling you. Thank you.
Very possible.
Okay. Just remember, you heard it here first, and remember me fondly when I'm taken off to the gulag. Send me potatoes. Before we get to the 3, 2, and 1, let's check in very quickly. Ryan, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Road closures and tight security ahead of Lollapalooza. That and more coming up at 5:30.
All right, Violetta.
The Sox get in the ring with KC, and this fight guaranteed to go 9. Tuesday night baseball, White Sox Royals, Tuesday at 7 on WGN-TV.
Sometimes they go 13, 14, or 15.
Could happen. You never know.
All right, top 5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
Oh, no.
What's going on with Jeopardy?
Don't expect Alistair Beck to stay with Jeopardy past 2020.
Oh, no.
He's been there since 84. He sat down with Harvey Levin's Objectified to discuss his possible replacements.
Who would be a good, solid host of the show if you retired?
Mentioned to our producer not so long ago that the fellow who does play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings, they should consider him.
What about a woman?
There is an attorney.
Laura Coates. She's African-American.
And she appears on some of the cable news shows from time to time.
What are the odds that you will stay after 2020?
50-50 and a little less.
Ooh.
Why did my name not get mentioned?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't ask him to keep going. Favorite radio host? I mean, then he would have, you know.
If they asked him to keep going, how long do you think it would have taken for him to get to me? Would it have been 5 minutes? 5 years? How long
have you ever met him? Have you ever met him?
I have, yes. I've interviewed him.
Well, Laura Coates is the CNN analyst. You see quite a bit during
legal analyst, Trump stuff.
And she's honored, and she said she already reached out on Twitter kind of, you know, saying, hey, this would be great. And thank you for thinking of me.
When does Pat Sajak and Vanna White start considering their next journey in life?
Who's the LA Kings guy they're talking about?
I think maybe Bob Miller, just retired recently.
And why? Has he done game shows before?
I don't think so.
Let's go to the younger generation. Yeah.
Younger. You know, Alex is like 90. Games, everybody's right? Younger.
Yeah.
I see like, Violetta doing it, mispronouncing the names and the questions.
A little bit more energy in that show.
I see. Now, I think that's not about the energy. It's about the geeks.
Knowledge.
Number 2.
All right. Sacha Baron Cohen pulled off an elaborate and disturbing prank last night on Who Is America. Now, The character he's playing is this militant alt-right Israeli extremist, Colonel Aran Marad. This week, he lured in none other than Roy Moore. Remember Roy Moore?
Of course we do. Alabama senator.
And is that what we've got here? Is that I'm looking at confusion.
He was the one with the indiscretions with young ladies.
Oh yes. Oh, I'm
supposedly
sorry.
Would go to the malls.
He also did a thing. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself here. He also did a thing with he lured in these three guys who thought they were going to stop Mexican immigrants by inviting them to a quinceañera. Jeez. By doing a sting with a quinceañera.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I don't know which one do you want to play. I'm sorry. All right, so here's the Roy Moore part.
Mm-hmm.
This is all worth seeing. Here's Roy Moore.
So, is this your jacket?
Yes.
Did you lend the jacket to somebody else, maybe?
No. I've been married for 33.
Sure.
I never had an accusation of such things.
I am not accusing you at all. This is
well,
not...
Well, then, if this is an instrument, I'm not a pedophile, okay?
No, but the machine is...
Know. Then maybe Israeli technology hasn't developed properly.
This is 99.8% accurate. Well, it is not saying that you are a pedophile, of course not.
I am simply cutting this conversation right now.
No.
Thank you.
Have you been...
Been nice.
Been
I support Israel. I don't support this kind of stuff.
Okay, so let me explain that because I didn't set this up right. I've blown this whole thing. They claim to have had a detector that detects child molesters, and that it was going off every time that Roy Moore was near it.
Yeah.
And so was that.
Yeah. So he
and so Roy
maybe...
Moore was like, hey, wait, I've never been accused of this. Well, yeah, no, you actually were. That's why you lost the election. But whatever.
He's threatened legal action against Who Is America and Sacha Baron Cohen.
He's threatened legal action against a lot of people so far.
Yeah.
Against all the people, the people who accuse him of everything, too. He'll have to. The problem is, for that, he has to actually go to court to prove that that those people were lying mm-hmm. about his relationships with them. So that's never going to happen. All right. Anyway, it's pretty wild what's happening here.
It is.
We're waiting for the Sarah Palin one. That's coming up at some point. All right. And finally.
Number one.
Bruce Willis got grilled like a cheeseburger last night in the Comedy Central roast. Here is Dennis Rodman.
Oh, jeez.
Bruce Willis, the last time I saw you was in the strip club. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes. Yes, you do. And Nikki, you was great on the stage, baby. Bruce, you keep making these bombs. But guess what? So does Kim Jong-un. But at least Kim is smart enough not to release his.
Oh, boy. Does that break the guy code if you say I saw you at the strip club last or any of that? I think he kind of bombed the whole thing.
Yeah, I think with why? But Dennis Rodman is the most, one of the top 10 most important Americans this year.
He is.
Right?
He is.
So you got to have him because he's international diplomat, Dennis Rodman.
Humanitarian.
Right. Yeah, it's got to go.
The top five at five.